Welcome back.
Okay, you're all set for May 15th.
Thank you very much.
At New York's Belasco Theater, theatergoers queue up to buy tickets to see Tony-nominated Tracy Bennett in End of the Rainbow. She plays Judy Garland in the last months of her life, begging her fiancé Mickey Deans for pills to help her perform at London's famous Talk of the Town.
Just in time, you found me. Just in time.
Tracy Bennett as Judy Garland. How do you play a person that so many imitate and adore? We met with Tracy backstage in a room that had been turned into a shrine.
I'm told this is the Judy Garland room or the rainbow room. The rainbow room. They're black and white framed photographs of Judy Garland.
From all the movies, and we have a Star is Born picture of her in front of the floral thing that she had in the film.
It's about the size of a big American flag, and it's all red flowers.
Fabulous.
What is that from?
A star is born. She liked yellow roses, so we've got the yellow roses over here.
Yeah.
See? And all the candles and the bar.
One of those wonderful fold open like an old fashioned suitcase, and inside is a
trunk,
bar.
Right?
Yeah, trunk.
A barn and a trunk.
So we're sort of in Judy Garland's vaudeville world back here.
That's right, yeah.
But isn't that, I mean, as I see her, look at the young beauty over there.
And who'd have thunk? It's a sad, you know, when people are so gifted and then that gift they can't kind of deal with, or they feel it controls them. She felt very controlled by her mother and very controlled by the MGM studios. She actually slashed her throat at one point. They wouldn't let her marry who she wanted to marry. You know, Louis B. May used to call her my little hunchback at 12. And what must that do to a girl's ego when you're actually alongside Elizabeth Taylor and Lana Turner? And she always wanted to be like that, but she was always forced into being the girl next door type, which she did geniusly.
Judy Garland was beloved, especially by the gay community, represented in the play by her piano player. In this scene, he consoles her at her lowest.
If only you saw what I see.
Which is?
Esther in Meet Me in St. Louis. Vicki Lester in A Star is Born. Dorothy.
And the giant squid from 20,000 leagues under the sea.
You're beautiful.
No.
To me and everyone who's ever watched you, so you remember that next time you look in the mirror.
We just heard from author Robert LeLoux. He wrote an article worrying that young gay men no longer loved Judy, to which another young man responded that he did. In fact, he'd wanted to kill himself, but then he stumbled across a Judy Garland film, and it saved his life. He also wrote to Tracy.
Yeah, 22-year-old called Jason Wise. So then I wrote back to Jason and said, well, that's very lovely of you. Thank you so much.
But did you have another thought of, wow, I'm in the middle of this, as if you are representing Judy to all of these people?
Well, I did think that. And I found it quite extraordinary because, you know, I'm just an actor at the end of the day. I'm not Judy. But it's kind of respect, isn't it? I've not made that role for myself. That I wouldn't dare, you know, to say I'm representing Judy.
Well, I'm wondering, given...
they take it on board themselves,
clearly. But given all this passion, did you hesitate taking it on?
Yes, in answer to that. But I... See, I love a challenge. I couldn't think about the responsibility too much at the beginning because I'd never have taken it on board. I was also aware, talking to my own gay friends, that they all have their own favourite Judy, if you like. Easter Parade Judy, you know, Star is Born Judy, Dorothy Judy. And I realised I could not please all of them. So once I understood that, I thought, well, if I don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. I listened to everything possible and watched everything possible, read everything. It's not method or anything. It's just going right back into research of what her parents were, then going back to the parents' parents.
But where am I seeing that little girl in something you're embodying or something you're doing?
A good question. I don't know. I can only go off my empathy. I know, you know, I do the same thing for a living, not on her level. But you have to think about, right from being eight, what the repercussions of that pill taking would be, and the anger of the husbands had left her, and she was in debt. I think she was very clever and ahead of her time, probably, but in an era where she wasn't allowed to be. How would she deal with being sacked from MGM and the studios? You know, if she wasn't allowed to eat because she had to be thin, she'd run off and have a Knickerbocker Glory. She was perverse.
Well, and she's a bundle of raw ends, raw nerve endings. I mean, you're vibrating up there at times.
Oh, good. Well, thanks.
Now, do you trust me?
Yes.
I mean, really trust me?
I do.
Well, then we have to go back
no,
and
Mickey,
finish the show.
No,
Judy,
Mickey, I can't do it. Mickey,
Judy,
begging you. I'm all sung out.
You know, you see footage of her at this time, and her body is very ill. It's breaking down. The liver is breaking down. Still quick in her head, but her movements were a lot slower now, and she was quite vulnerable and ladylike, actually, quite elegant still. But the voice wasn't as good as it was. She would come off the notes quicker, and she'd cheat the singing a lot. But they loved it anyway, and she could still hold and work a room. You can hear it. I've got the tapes from the Talk of the Town. You can hear her talking to the audience.
Where the hell are you? And Canterbury, Brighton, and the rest. My dear, I sound like a train caller.
Let me ask you about that, because some reviewers have pointed to something that you did, and I felt it sitting in the audience. You look right at people. Apparently that's what Judy Garland did. My sister, who's an actress, said she so admired that you did it, because she said that's the scariest thing you can do from the stage, because
I had a big problem with that, and we worked on the human being with the director, and then he said, right, now Tracy, time to do the concerts. And I was like, oh no.
And so you have to take down that fourth wall. You're facing the audience.
And I started to do it in rehearsals. He said, stop, you look embarrassed. I said, I am embarrassed. I don't know what to do. We're not trained to actually be, for want of a better word, a pop star. You know, we put a wig on and we become other people. If Tracy Bennett walked on that stage, there's no way I could sing.
How are you doing this? It is so physical. I mean, the collapsing, the begging for pills. I mean, you're really crying out there quite a bit.
When I was little, I used to see people destroying each other, and I'm blue-collar working class. I'd see arguments. I have always respected audiences. If they pay for it, come. I want to take them away from their problems, you know?
You know, everyone's saying Tony, you know.
Yeah, and, you know, seriously, it would be amazing. I mean, for a chorus girl to be even considered makes me cry. But actually being on Broadway to me feels like I've won a competition anyway, and I'm absolutely thrilled that the risk that the producers took with me, nobody knows who I am. I'm really hoping for them that because of their faith, that something will happen for them. You know, I'm just doing the work as best I can, really.
You made me love you. I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do it.
End of the Rainbow's Tony nominated Tracy Bennett. To see backstage pictures at the Belasco Theater, go to hereandnow.org. And by the way, while there, leave a message for Tom and Ray. You made us love you. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend and join us again here and now.
You make me feel so bad. You make
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.